Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode, episode 9. We're almost at episode 10. Matt, we're going to do it. Get to the end of the story arc, or at least the end of our added sci-fi arc, or the end of something before we ever dare put this down. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us again. The man from Assyrian Mummy's Mask. We are on episode 9. Joining us tonight, rolling dice just for testing them, we have the star of our show playing the cloistered cleric from Katapesh of Pharasma. Did I get that right? Frank Hamilton's in the house tonight.
Would you have to warm up the dice? Fate is fickle. Gotta give her some warning.
His trusty sidekick playing the one-handed rogue that suddenly grew a hand because of fate and then back again. Are you currently one-handed or two-handed at the moment? There's so many back and forth with you. Matt Witt is in the house tonight.
One hand and one hand alone. Perhaps after I sleep, another hand will appear. It could happen.
It could happen.
It's very strange. Pharasma works in mysterious ways.
Well, you and I are not entirely human. Matt Witt is playing our Suli rogue this evening. And reformatted, rebooted, running Windows 10.5? Windows 35? I don't know. He's from the future. No, he's not from the future. He's from space. He's here now because I happen to know that the Iron Gods adventure path in Numeria is around this time period, and there's androids and stuff, so he's totally jit me here. I'm not breaching the gap, Mr. Bowman. He didn't come from the future. He just came from space. It's okay. He's first edition, first generation. The Android Paladin designation R3N. Ryan Messina's in the house tonight.
Hello.
And waiting in the wings, maybe you'll get back to him, maybe he's just here to help push the outside story along, we do have in and out of the show Mr. Aiden Wilms tonight, revising his coveted role, Fafal the Sylph.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here, Jeff. I'm so happy to entertain you tonight.
So, with one man in the wind, three man down, and a whole bunch of darts thrown at us, gentlemen, you are, because of a phrasmic lottery, have won the right to explore and retain treasure without being, got to be respectful to the dead and the artwork. And you weren't very respectful to that boss relief that you guys trashed. I mean, literally hopping from plate to plate. That is some unorthodox rogue. Vex Vandal, I'm telling you, you are a DM's wet dream. You're just running around touching and jumping on everything. Kudos to you, sir. I'll give you a hero point that for that. You know, it might save you later because your approach to thievery is, maybe you should look for, I mean, you lost a hand stealing. You set off lost traps, trap fight. I'm just saying, maybe some multi-classing in your future. Like, I'm just, are we foreshadowing possibly a career change? Because
I am not a thief by choice. It was necessity. And, it's the only skill set I've got to fall down on. And it worked. The trap was disarmed.
Okay. So bringing us back to, the scene, as it were, I'm this time around, we're definitely gonna wind up a little bit of the old mood music to get things going, but it always comes down to that first question that we love to ask, gentlemen. What do you do?
Well, I believe we left off last waiting for the doors to open. So be quick, Vex. Let's see if those doors open.
After taking 20 and thoroughly searching it for traps, do I find anything?
Good move. You don't seem to find a trap.
So all right.
I squint and close my eyes, put my shoulder against the door, and give it a heave. 20 strength check.
Why, yes. This time, showing good old Rin himself how it's done. Not that he has memory of opening the last door. His memory is a little dodgy. Right now, a faded tapestry hangs on a wooden frame on the western wall of this chamber, faded and delicate. The tapestry depicts a middle-aged man, accomplished, accompanied by a woman and two children. A small estate is depicted in the background. To either side of the tapestry are two small pedestals, upon which sit two dead and preserved animals. Stone double doors exit the chamber to the north, to the south, and to the east, which you are entering. What do you do?
Before they make a move into the room, I hold my hand up.
Oh, there.
And literally
I just jumped into the room.
Taking 20 for every single square. I am going to check for panels on the floor, blah, 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 and mark any that are
so
trapped.
So standing outside the room, peering in, holding your hand up, and looking at that first panel, taking your 2 minutes, that's what you're doing. Beside you, Arif blows right past you through the doors and steps into the room.
look at this painting. It's marvelous. And I'll move up to it and begin examining it.
So intent on the floor, Vex doesn't even notice that you've traversed him. He's just making sure this one, you know, he's doing his 20, taking 2 minutes. Rin, what are you doing?
I examine the door that we just came through. Mm-hmm. It is a normal rectangular door?
It is. It's actually solid stone anchored in place. Ooh. Winch, so that, like, you know, there's enough sort of, like, counterbalance to push it open. But it is solid stone.
All the doors here have been solid stone?
So far.
Okay. I tail into the room then, examine the surroundings. Okay.
You notice that someone has preserved two animals. There is a depiction of a family unit on the back wall with perhaps their holdings and dwelling. Double doors to the north, double doors to the south. Can we have a linguistics check? Most likely, since our, shall we say, foreign ambassador is from off-world and is going to have some serious penalties from either one of you. Old Man Arif, perhaps?
Is it in a language that I speak?
Yes.
All right, then I will just read it out.
Okay. The ancient Osiriani hieroglyphs suggest... this allows you to take 10. It's the syntax they're using. I mean, you've learned the language. You know what the letters are and the way that they place them around. But, like, mm-hmm. there's a little bit of, a, like, artist variance or whatever. I'm not saying you have to roll, but I would like you to acknowledge that you're kind of, like, trying to take 10 on a linguistic skill because it's just not written in a style that you've studied. So it's not like it's so puzzling, but there is that slow your roll enough where you're kind of like, okay, wait a minute, carry the B. It's a benefit. Okay.
It's like understanding Shakespeare?
Yeah. There's like that pause in the, you know, okay. However, it suggests that Akatempi's family befell some tragedy, possibly murder or sickness, and he was left widowed. Not sure. They don't get into many details, but...
And I'll begin to kind of weave the story as I begin to figure this out. The painting here depicts the early life of Akatempi. See here the joy in his eyes? It's actually a quite a marvelous painting. It moves on to explore through these glyphs here that tragedy befell him. It doesn't say quite where, when, or how. That part was left almost intentionally vague, I think. But just that everywhere that Akatempi went, that misfortune fell his family. It's curious indeed.
This is how your people store their information from the past?
Yes.
Would it not be more relevant to keep this in a general access library or a more easier accessible place?
Perhaps the emotion conveyed within these glyphs and pictorials, well, it was just too personal. It was meant for only specific sets of eyes.
Hmm. Could I have a knowledge local check? Unfortunately, a huge penalty from Rin, but anyway. Your 2 minutes are up there, Vex. You want to move in?
I got a 13 knowledge local.
Not
coughing from the dust.
It's tradition to, if this is his tomb, right, then
mm-hmm.
something might be here with him. Trophies of his career, something he held of value. Like, you're already a couple rooms in and you haven't got to like a main burial chamber. So he had a certain amount of success or wealth, hence more and more and more rooms. And the possibilities of items, wealth, family, things like that, traditionally buried with them, are quite likely. But you yourself are from a neighboring country and you do study Osirian lore, but you need more information. You need to see more before you could be a little bit more helpful about directing, going, you know, I bet this is here and that's there and, you know, that kind of thing.
So then with that terrible roll, I will begin to kind of roll into a little bit of history, you know, just kind of playing off my terrible role. You can see here the two prominent animals. These were clearly important to him, that he would have these guard his this important place. I think it may be interesting to move deeper in, but we must take care.
Interesting.
Clearly.
He used others of not his species as guards, not those of his kind.
I'm sure he employed both.
In your travels, a preservation of a body takes many forms, sealed in this, done with this, wrapped in that, right? I wouldn't say you know what mummified is, Rin, but you have seen several cultures that try to preserve or extend and slow the decay of their deceased, and they store it somewhere. Shelves, cairns, mausoleum, you know, you've seen this kind of thing before. Not a lot of cultures actually preserve lesser animal forms that might be endeared to the family. There are two felines either side of this pedestal, and the bodies have been preserved.
And these are like house cat size?
Yeah. Oh. Mummified cats.
And so were these guardians of the Sakantepi then?
Well, it's difficult to say if they were guardians per se, but merely important, I would think. Mm.
Kevin Aldridge religion,
sure. Find it. Let's see. Knowledge. I'll take a 10 and get a 19.
Okay. You do know that a cat is significantly religion to the ancient Osirian culture, to one specific goddess. Now, what was her name?
Bast? Yes. It was quite common to entertain cats along with it, just as a form of supplicating, perhaps, to the other gods. Bast was one in particular that found an affinity towards the felines. Interesting. What else do I see in the room?
Also, if the man wasn't particularly religious, it just actually might be their house pets. Kind of like a one way or the other. There's more of the accoutrements. The wall sconces in the corners are just sort of designed in a military fashion. There's, you know, besides those few features I've already read, there's not much else going on in here.
Okay. Now, it would seem that the only other thing of interest would be these doors here. Here and here, and I'll indicate north and south. Vex?
Next square, Vex.
What's your take on
these?
Next
square, Vex. Move on.
Yep, searching away.
Era, should we not stand in this room while he searches for traps?
I'll look down at my feet as realization slowly sinks in. I may have become a little excited.
And he'll step outside?
Backtrack. He'll just kind of make his way kind of back towards the doors, not necessarily leaving the room, but just giving Vex his area to look. He's still looking around.
I just saw Ryan. Rin moves his mini back to the doorway, and sure enough, click. Once again, no flying darts, but the pressure plate goes down once more. Whoops. Almost giving you a start, old man. So you guys are just going to wait two minutes of time, let Vex do his thing? Or Vex, are you searching? Are you literally just kind of going left to right around the whole room? Or is there anything that you want to focus on to start to get these guys moving? Or
well, the whole time while he's searching the room, I'm continually asking Arif everything. I'm giving him the entire Johnny Five input.
And Arif is probably just eating this up. Star of the night.
Are you talking about like about this place or about the time you've lost or your relationship? Like what are you getting him going on? Or is it just random?
The language first that he could read.
It's just random.
The iconography.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I'm just doing a grid pattern, checking for floor spots, and then once the floor is done, I'll check the doors.
Okay.
And then once the doors are done, I'll check the cats.
Okay, so
actually no, I'll check the cats before the doors. Cats first, then doors.
Okay. So 24 minutes for the floor, plus. So half an hour later, coming towards the tail end of our half an hour spiel from Arif, Frank.
Oh, no. And you can hear Arif's voice kind of droning in the background. Well, sir, he was formed in -13470. Yeah, that's Arodin Reckoning. You know, when the human rose up to a divinity, Arodin became the god. But that's neither here nor there. That's a lesson for a different time. But this begins the Age of Destiny. When some of Osirians served as trailblazers, marking humanity's reemergence onto the land. You know, he'll just begin to, you know, softly trail off.
Goes and goes, anyway.
As the impromptu lesson begins.
Vex, fries are done. And as he's,
Perfect. Okay, gentlemen. I do not think there are any trips.
I didn't say that. I said, you're done searching. And?
Wait, okay. Oh, okay. You're not done yet.
You don't seem to find a trap. Okay. Sorry.
Okay, gentlemen, I believe we are good. Come, commence your investigation, and please, Arif, be more careful in the future.
See, it's on the continent of Grund. What? Oh, it seems the lesson is over. Shall we?
Yes.
Okay. You guys want to burrow open the doors?
Yes, I'll go stand beside Bex. Okay.
Strength checks, gentlemen.
Huzzah, 17.
I'll move right to there, and I will aid Vex. Sorry, I didn't get a chance to get that out quickly enough.
Yeah, 7 in total.
Yep. Just the heavy door opens once again.
I am unable to aid.
It's not strong. It talks about the history of the door design. You see...
Begins to push, and his fingers slide over a relief. You begin to rattle.
You see
on.
A short hallway, which is actually a stairway, 10 feet wide, a little over 10 feet long, and descends down rapidly to another set of doors.
And I'll be sorry. This is going to take me a little time. And I'm going to, like I said, take 20, check the steps, down leading down to the doors.
Okay.
And then check the doors, okay. Blah, blah, blah. Now,
Arthur unexpectedly looks over at Aerith.
I'm confused. Are we continuing the lesson? We'll see.
Grundy.
As I said earlier, Grundus, primarily a dry, arid nation, bordered on the north by the Inner Seas and by the east by the Obari Sea. The western border is obviously that
remind me what we're going on for light sources here. Our Suli rogue has night vision, or dark vision, right?
Low light.
Oh, you have low light vision. Okay, so you can see very well in torchlight, like doubles. And like, who's carrying light sources here?
As necessary, I'll pause my lecture and cast light.
Okay, so as the spell burns out, you can just kind of like ding. Okay. Yep. And you can cast it at range, or you have to like touch the guy or touch the torch again?
I believe it's touch. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Important to note, because if you recast light, that means you have to like move to said person, and that could, you know, around a place like this, just to be clear.
If they're lit up at the entrance, standing in the open door, that's enough light for me to see everything I need to with low light vision.
No, I'm just saying. Like, you
know. Yeah, as Aerith kind of talks about things, he'll see his light starting to flicker and fade and recast it on the thing he's starting to talk about. What do you see here? This relief of the cat begins to glow.
I know you take 20. And I know your total with taking 20 is...
24.
But, you know, DCs go in fives, you know.
Oh, I know.
So,
I know.
I just like the sound of dropping my mummy's mask dice. Aren't those pretty? That was awesome. The little scarab means 20. Anyway, you don't seem to find a trap.
Of course I don't. That's just the way it goes. And then I'll let them know. Okay, it is safe. Come along. And as they are moving into the room, I will push the door at the bottom of the stair open.
Okay.
Or try to with a strength check of 5.
Not so much.
I'll come up beside him and assist open the door, or by pushing it up my side of the door. 8.
Okay. You're pushing and it's moving, but it doesn't open. It kind of like you get that scrape, and then its own thickness seems to jar against the other door and wedge shut. It's like, oh, I guess we kind of got to juice it for like both at the same time, or because one's actually going to jam the other, which kind of just happened.
Really put my back into it.
Go. Push.
Both you go again at -1.
Natural 20.
There you go. 50. And
Oh, a doorknob.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Lots of going on here, gentlemen. Let's start with what's directly in front of you. A brightly painted chariot in full size sits in the center of this chamber. Beyond the chariot, a large canvas struts between two stone columns. The skins of several animals, antelopes, great cats, and crocodiles, now faded and deteriorated with age, are tacked to the canvas. A wooden chest, lacquered white and trimmed with gold inlay, sits in the southeast corner of the pocket of the first antechamber. Ahead of you, the room is square, opens sort of 20 by 20, but the east wall, or hooking to the right, is an open 10-foot hallway. So specifically talking about this sort of alcove, as it were, of a room, in each of the corner of this room, a small stone shield is molded into the masonry at about shoulder height. And the open hallway, as I just mentioned, leads to the east. What do you do?
I will move down the steps, patting Vex on the shoulder as I move in by the chariot. See, most often the stairs were never trapped. It was a crushing block trap at the other side. And I'll kind of step in and nervously.
Oh my god. Just,
and investigate the chariot.
That's good.
All while he's describing these horrible trap types. Sometimes a pit would open beneath the stairs. Oh my. Trapping an interloper into a nest of vipers. It is fascinating, really. This is all explained in our team's a pamphlio of ways unseen. It's fascinating.
One day.
How would they keep the vipers alive for an extended amount of time?
Well, they would come and go. I never had the opportunity to talk to the snake, though. The interesting point of view, I would assume.
The chariot is beautiful. Like, we've got craft, history, praise. What's your interest in this? But it's the real thing. It actually is a real functioning chariot. From what you can tell, it's the real deal.
He's just examining it for anything out of the ordinary.
Okay. Well, you would consider this to be a legit art piece or an antiquity anyway.
Okay, so then I'll hit it with a praise roll.
Okay.
23?
As is, 100 gold. If it was restored to, like, you know, cleaned up and greased and made sure it was, you know, working in its forely gorly, it'd be 150 gold pieces restored. But it's kind of obvious that you would have to dismantle it to get it out of here and then put it back together.
I'll kind of run my, you know, thumb and finger across all the joints and seams. It's a shame this would have to be almost completely torn apart to remove to a museum or something, but I'm sure it was worth quite a fetching amount. And then, you know, just kind of moves around the thing, examining it. I would assume this area is safe, Vex?
And I'm like, the whole time I'm just watching where he's stepping, going, every time he moves to a different area, I'm just like, what did I just finish saying in the other room? Give me some time. Let me find a path that is safe before you start moving in.
Rin, what kind of vision you got going on? Low light, regular?
Dark
you
vision.
You have dark vision. Can I have a perception check, please, yes, as you enter the room?
Of course. 5.
Nothing seems out of place beyond, you know, beyond the light radius kind of thing. Underneath the chariot, like, no, much to your hope, there's no pit of vipers or anything going on. So, well, you're okay. It's all good. All clear, as far as you can tell.
So I will move in and scout a path that kind of takes from the doorway that I'm at in and around the perimeter.
Okay.
And check for pressure plates, blah, blah, blah.
So, like...
I mean, just your short foray this far, Vex, with Arif, you kind of get the impression that all of his knowledge about traps, about things, this and that, it's all secondhand, so he has no kind of danger sense from your point of view. He's like oblivious to the fact that it's actually perilous. He's just moving through, marveling at everything, oblivious to the fact that he could be stumbling across his death.
Yeah, no kidding. Like, we got that right away. It's really good role playing. He just steps in the room, starts talking about block traps, then kind of looks up and, oh, I could be under one, you know.
Or he thinks these stories are over exaggerated because it's the last trap. It just came and gave him a little scratch.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Vex.
I mean, what's the chances? It would be multiple traps in the same.
Are you headed?
Verasma will protect you from everything.
Vex, are you heading to the left and around the long way, or are you stepping to the right immediately?
Stepping to the right past the chest.
Oh, the chest and then beautiful. A piece of art, dude. It's inlaid with gold and I, like, it's just, oh, sitting there. Just saying.
I am an honorable thief. I will do what the job I was hired for, so I'm going to keep checking for traps.
Okay. So working your way along into the room. Okay.
Yep.
The hallway, you see 4 what looks like funerary masks hung on the wall of this short little hallway, staring down at you as if in judgment at anyone standing in the corridor. Baby mask judges you.
And then as I'm moving along, I will just kind of like over my shoulder be like, please, please, only step where I have checked. I would be very upset if you were to be crushed or impaled by some sort of device that the builders have left to discourage thievery. And I'm like doing the Rambo searching for landmine thing, you know.
Okay.
I look over there. We are exploring, not thieving, correct?
No. All of this should be categorized, possibly preserved if all costs. I am loath to think that anything could be damaged.
So your intention is to remove the objects from this tomb?
Well, if some things could be removed safely and museumed, I see no reason why you should not be compensated. But my goal here is not to clean it out to leave bare and empty walls. Maybe find a piece or two, just to curate.
I'm assuming, Vex, you are completely focused on the square in front of you, taking 20, search for trap, moving on.
That's my job.
Now, as you come around, you know, you can't help but notice things that are point blank. A table of a three-dimensional diorama occupies much of the north side of this room. There are three shields with different designs are displayed upon a rack against the east wall, and various weapons hang from another rack on the south wall that you just passed. Arrayed around the room are also five small chests and a clay urn. Can I have a perception check from the rest of the party as you gentlemen look like you're wandering into the hall? And oh, wait a minute. Maybe just Rin, because Arif, as you stated earlier, easily distracted. Beautiful. Four masks. Can I have a knowledge religion check, please?
Oh, absolutely.
Actually, four.
Four knowledge.
Four knowledge religions.
History?
Nope, religion.
Oh, religion. Yeah. Okay. Oops. I'm clicking, but it's not moving.
Double click.
There you go. Number one, 21. Number two, 23. Number four, 24. Oops, 1, 2, 3. So 21, 23, 24, and 16.
Three out of the four, you are certain. The last one, not so much. The masks represent the faces of gods. The first two are modern gods. Pharasma, your own deity. Pretty simple. Adabar, the god of Karmas. The next one over, one of the ancient gods, Skekhmet, the goddess of battle and war. And the last one could be one of the not so sure. Someone took some artistic license with these and, you know, the drastic lines and everything, but they are gold plated and beautiful to behold. Rin, the gentlemen in here are exploring and they are completely absorbed in the floor, traps, dangers, and the wonders that are here, and completely miss something that is encroaching upon your position.
That was a 15 perception.
Yep, I saw that. And with your, you know, with your 15 perception, removing themselves already from the diorama, crawling to the edges of the table and shimmying down the legs like giant fire poles, are tiny little wooden dolls. They've reached the floor, and they are crawling towards Vex.
Vex, on your left. Is that normal?
Hoisting little spears and running at him across the floor. What do you do? Roll for initiative.
Oh, no. This could be very bad. Five.
Oh, no.
Come on. Initiative, boys.
I don't know where my initiative is.
What's your can you release the sheet to Ryan for Red?
Oh yeah, sure.
I rolled a 12 plus my dex, which is one.
Reclaim yes. Yourself. Sorry, surprised you guys didn't call me on that when we restored his memory.
Oh, we noticed it, but you know,
the immersion was at risk, so we left it.
Yeah, I see that in the chat now. Sorry.
So I actually raw rolled a 7, but I got a 6. I have a minus 1 to initiative.
Okay, well I can put that in there for you there, buddy. Sorry, what did R3N get?
But you still managed to move faster than the rogue.
What did you get there, Android boy?
13.
13. Very good. Okay. Starting with R3N, who sees them sneaking up. Nope. They're just small and hard to spot. And then they, like, you know, they just, you know, their surprise round is da 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 Toyland attacks. You know, coming down the table.
Toyland attacks.
coming down the, you know, the table and coming at you guys. And they step out from under the table legs, and everybody sees, these little dolls coming at you.
It's Commander Ken's. You know,
like. G.I. Joe old style. They look like they're made of wood and clay and got the spear and, you know, and these things are like a couple inches tall and they, you know. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
It seems they have hostile intent.
Oompa, loompa.
And they're tiny?
Yeah, they are like little things. I'm just trying to find their official size, but they're, tiny. They're listed as the tiny size, so right below small.
House cat.
Less than a foot tall. know, it's like they're the tiny. Come down, coming at you. Anyway, R3N, you are not surprised in surprise round. You call out to Vex as free action. Now, they talk about using your action to warn people to point out danger, and that actually costs an action, because there's feats where you can do it for free. And it's not like on your left, and it's so obvious in any ambush situation, you'd be like in the bushes and they're like, where? And then you get shot, you know, that type of thing. So if you want to warn an ally, but the good news is that he's no longer flat-footed, it will cost you your action.
Do I get a full set or just like
the,
a standard?
Like the one, a move or a standard. And
I get one of the other.
But pointing out like directly as in like, look, you see them because I see them and he gets to see them for free is an action.
I'll do that.
So yes, you become aware. So now, Vex, you would have been flat-footed when they attacked you. Now you are not, because he uses his action to point them out. So it is worth it. Warrior Doll, number one, comes running up. Dun, 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 dun. Now these things are really funny because their reach is like zip. They don't have like a 5-foot reach. They literally have to like, I believe they have to like enter your square. Like, you know what I mean? They come right up on you. So there is that proverbial, think about it, the toys attack, it's going for your foot, and that initial to whack it is there because they actually provoke as they try to, you know, they enter the square around you, but then they leave it to trying to get into your square, or, you know what I'm saying? I believe they provoke because they literally have a reach of zero. So it's almost like they're entering your square, kind of, and I believe they provoke. So, little dude, you know, comes down.
Moves up on me.
They take up a 2-foot space and they have a 0-foot reach, and these things come up on you, but they're fast. Like, dude's got the same movement as you. This thing just down skirts across the floor and just comes up on you. So it's not too confusing. I'll put them like halfway in your square, but attack of opportunity if you want it.
I'll take it.
Okay.
And I don't have my rapier out because I was searching for traps, so I'm going to smack at it. Why not?
Do you have
an
improved unarmed strike?
I don't think I do.
So that provokes for me. So you slap at it, and it takes the initiative to actually jab you in your little hand. So I'm going to... It's like a provoke that provokes a provoke, but this could go all day if we do this right. So you try to slap at it unarmed, and it pokes you and hits you in the hand with a 21. And you take D3. You actually take 3 points of damage. There's a lot of, I won't say weight, but a lot of behind this little D3. Owie. And now, I believe it doesn't stop your attack. You are still allowed to resolve your, you know, non-lethal kind of.
Yeah, I don't have unarmed attack on my character sheet, so I'm just going to do a raw strength roll to hit. 14.
Okay. No. You smack at it, but it just little shield comes up, it deflects, that kind of thing. And it hurts your hand. You're kind of wondering, like, you could probably bat it around with like an actual bull rush, but you instantly kind of realize that a non-lethal attack against this little solid thing is probably, you know, pointless after exercising, you know, an attack.
Yep.
Warrior Doll, number two. You know, just coming around and come right before you. Again, provoking. Do you have a combat reflexes? Do you get more?
No.
Okay. How about you? And a miss with a 5. And then Warrior Doll number 3 comes down the other corner leg and goes screaming across the floor and goes for Rin. Rin! Attack of opportunity?
Yes, please. So it's control, left click, targeted, action, I shall swing at him with my longsword. 20, not natural.
Okay. It says crit 19. Oh, it would have to be a natural 19.
Oh, he just didn't have targeted, yeah.
But I think he would need like a 19 or 20. I think it's saying the longsword crits on a 19. So, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, so you're going for the one that's on you.
Warrior Doll 3. Yeah,
I can set you up.
Was an attack of opportunity, right?
Yeah. So. Sorry. You want to do the damage?
So,
I've got you set up for the...
Am I targeted? Okay.
Roll that beautiful beam footage.
Roll a 3 plus 3 is 6 damage.
Okay. You chop at it, and this is solid construction. It's like taking a sword to a door, a block of wood. It actually partially resists. You know, if this was like a fragile piece of wood or whatever, this thing is like a hardened clay wrapped in a core of wood. It's designed to be hit and like resist, you know, not just be destroyed instantly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Either have like...
This is well constructed. Yeah, yeah.
You still damage it, but it does, you know, seem to resist some of the damage. And now it is Old Man Aerith's turn.
All right. I will take a 5-foot step back. And then Aerith's eyes become dangerously calm as he points his finger at Warrior Doll number 2 and begins to cast a spell.
The one that's attack.
I don't
open
know
if- shot to the one that's attacking Vex, the second one.
Yeah. I don't know if they are susceptible to this, but Aerith is casting a mind effect compulsion.
Okay.
Typically, they're not. But it's the only spell I have. Mm. And he issues a murderous command.
Okay.
You are not natural. Kill that one. So if they're susceptible to mind effects, then he needs to make a will save. Mm. And the DC is 15.
Okay. It doesn't... You feel the magic reach out to it, but you don't sense that it has much of effect or touches a mind. Because like there's that sense of the magic has attempted to grasp hold, and then you give your command, and then it tries to resist. And for you, you just feel that the magic is still grasping, like still loading, no mind found kind of thing. You know, so you give it a go, but not so sure. Vex, it is your turn now.
Yeah.
Sorry, Old Man Aerith, you're done. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a movement standard, or a step, but I don't have any.
Vex,
I will take a 5-foot step back.
Okay.
Once I'm there, I will draw my rapier as a move action and ready an attack for as soon as something moves into my threatened space.
Okay. And that's round... sorry, that's round one, as it were. So we are now round two. Rin. Sorry, R3N, you're up. The warrior dolls are on deck.
I use my at-will detect evil.
Okay. Does it? I know you can do it at will, like as many. So, like the spells, like anytime you want. But does it actually burn time?
Okay. No, it's I can keep it up perpetually.
Okay.
I mean, I think it takes an action to activate. Like
maybe a swift or
at will.
No, you might. No, my will might cover time as well as
swift. I'm not sure, actually, to be honest.
I think if it's a paladin's detect evil, it takes a standard to click on. But you can do it every round forever. But it does take an action to...
Also takes a standard to get it going?
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to besmooch that for the time being. And like, I will attack...
You mean like...
I won't do that current. And
the other way to find out if they're evil is try to smite it.
That is true. But I only got one of them boys today. So, and I seem to be doing okay against this guy so far. So, I will besmirch doll 3 with a... Yeah.
Ooh,
that's a critical threat. And confirmed.
Not confirmed.
Oh, I just saw the confirmed. I liked it better than something
Seven.
Not in front of it. All right. But I do hit. Damage.
Okay.
4 points.
You smack it, and it shunts out of the way, but you don't seem to slow it or damage it much at all with that swing. Anything else?
Yeah, I'm going to take a... So is it in my square?
I don't think it can actually enter your square, but because it has a reach of 0, it has to sort of leave the adjacent square, because technically I don't have 5-foot reach, and I don't take a foot of space. So this is why I kind of got it like sort of hovering on the edge. That's why it provokes when it tries to attack, I think.
So what I want to do is I want to take a 5-foot step diagonally down.
Okay.
Just to...
And here. I've got 0 reach, so I do not get attack of opportunity. I have no reach, so there's no... You know what I mean?
Yeah, short little T-Rex.
Now, like, if you stepped over me, maybe, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that is it.
I don't think this plan was well thought through. The Robinsons. No. Okay. Warrior doll number 1 comes and fulfills your dreams of getting poked. Get in there, Vex. Let me just make sure that you're all set up here. Okay, Vex.
Ha ha.
Poking with the rapier.
12.
And a miss.
Miss.
Boo. So, as I was, I come towards you. It's a 5-foot step, as it were, and I unload two slams. Chop, chop. With my little wacky spear. It's like swacking you, swacking you with the shield and poking you with the thing.
Moving two attacks, no, though?
5 foot step. Uh-huh. Just like you. I have a 30-foot movement, and I can do a full attack action. You guys got to move more than five feet away from us, so we move up 5 feet, and, you know, still restrained within the laws of physics. Lawyer doll number one attacks Vex twice and hits you twice for 1 point, and then 2 points.
Still hurts. Still hurts. Can't take much more of this.
Get out of there, man. Yep, welcome to the first level. We're even tiny things that, you know, can wear you down. Dun, dun, dun. Warrior doll two. How are you feeling?
Yeah.
Me? How you doing?
I'm feeling like I'm going to die.
You got like 5 points out of nine? Yeah, you could, man. I don't know. You guys got to do something. Warrior doll number two steps up. Oh, you know what? You guys are both, there's a 5 foot to him, there's 10 foot, oh, okay. Rin was almost close enough, but attack the closest dude, that's you. Sorry, man. Dun, 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 dun. Attack you. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, you know what? Being what I am, I have a logical way of thinking. I will roll a d6. 1 and 2 is Rin, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, 2/3, is Vex. Because I see that one of my guys is doing well against you. And even though I can attack you easily and back him up, there's another guy that's, you know. So, guess what? 1 and 2 Rin. It actually peels off. Ba, 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 and goes for Rin. As Rin had an attack of opportunity this round.
No.
No.
Takes a step towards, you know, so takes a step towards Vex and then like does the L and just blah, 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 comes towards you. For a...
Yeah. And crit and confirm.
Can I have an intelligence check, please?
Nice. You can. That's a two.
Never mind. Bring us something.
It's a strong two, though.
But your attack hit.
Oh. Yay, crit and confirmed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, let's have it. Oh, hang on a second. You know what?
I'm targeted on him. You
targeted on the wrong guy or the right guy?
No.
Because you had the last guy.
I don't know. I can have the
last. Oh, you've got both of them.
Warrior,
you got both of them. Hang on. I got you.
Okay.
You're good.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh. It was, so
dude, wait. You have a crit card. Ba, 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 ba. I missed these, so crit card time.
Oh, so I need to roll one more d8.
Hang on. Card time, man. Time for the cards. First edition card. Crit cards are the worst. I mean, the best. What is your attack? Slashing, right?
Yeah.
Normal damage. So you got your d8. 1d2 dex damage. Mm-hmm. The target is knocked prone. Hamstring. He goes for the legs. This little thing does have a dex score, and you can roll a d2, so basically a d4 if you want.
Okay.
And I will hamper it, so it loses 1 point of dex, and the thing is knocked prone in front of you.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun. Now, this thing was trying to attack you, and you knock it prone, so that foils its attack on your attack of opportunity, and it's hamstrung, and I'm going to reduce its dexterity score by 1. Which actually lowers its AC. Nicely done. Oh, no. My armor class just dropped.
Da, 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 da. Go, Ren. Get your stabby on. Go, Ren. Get your stabby on.
Yeah. Oh, no. It didn't do it in the actual sheet, though. I took it off the deck, so we'll just say you have a +1 hit this thing because my AC dropped. Anyway. And that's your attack of opportunity. And now we go to Warrior Doll 3. And this is the one that's above you. And again, it has a 2/3 chance at you and a 1/3 chance at the other one. Can I have another intelligence check, please, Monsieur? You know, 1 and 2 is the old man. 3, 4, 5, 6 is you. 4, 5, 6, it goes for you. Hello.
13.
13. This thing doesn't think like a... It uses a base logic. A swarm, a turn, that, you know, that unit one is doing the job successfully. I see wounds. I just peel off to the next target, you know what I mean? It's spreading its resource.
It's like an automaton.
Yes, it's thinking logically, not emotionally or defensively like a creature, emotionally like a sentient. It's thinking like an automaton, like you might. Just saying. Anyway, here comes the slam. Do you have combat reflexes? Do you have multiple attacks of opportunity?
No, I do not.
Okay. Good for me. Bad for you. I take my slide in little 5 foot step and double poke, double slam, and it misses its first attack, but hits you on the second attack. Stab you with the little spear. And you take the damage. Take a D3, and it's 2 points to you, sir. These little guys are mopping you guys up, old man Arif.
It's almost like we only have one fighter in the group.
Rin, talking is free if you want to pass on the knowledge you gained.
These are constructs.
I'm going to move to there. Oh, it is done. Constructs. So then this should be okay. And I will channel positive. Mm-hmm. All living creatures within 30 feet.
Good.
Heal the dice.
Going back.
Ah, shit. One point.
And Vex heals 1 point and goes to 4, putting him in the green, you know. Are you considered living creature? Yeah. You have that in your, you know, all things that affect living affect you, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Yes.
Just making sure that you have like living creature, humanoid, as well as construct traits, or do you favor one, or you're living synthetic?
I favor both.
Oh, okay. So whatever affects either still affects you.
Depending on the intent of the spell.
Oh, cool. Okay. We'll get more into that, but I believe the healing helps you. So, Arif, channel. Maybe you're underground. Maybe you're in the old world and too far away from the new world of Phrasma. And she ekes out a tiny little piff, 30 feet. Feel a little better.
Well, it's better than nothing.
Right. What else you got for us, I think?
That's it. That's a move in the standard.
Vex, your day started off so good. So many prospects. And now you're getting your butt whipped by Kendall. What do you do? He's in shock.
I am going to take a 5 foot step to the side away from this little freak. And then I'm going to actually turn, put myself in a flanking position behind the one that Ren is being attacked by.
Okay.
And I am going to...
rendering it flat footed.
Sneak attack.
Okay, 1 second. Allow me to render... This is... What is this? Stall number two? Which stall is this? Number two?
Well, it's prone too, right?
Yeah. Prone. It's totally
so
prone.
I've got to make this thing prone and flat-footed. Care to sing for us?
Flat-footed! Check it and see!
I've lost my dex bonus to my AC.
Yes, you have.
That's the last line.
I know.
But the moment's gone.
I know!
The moment's gone. Don't see... Oh, there it is. Okay. I'm ready. I'm prone and flat-footed.
All right. Where is the combat... Do I have him targeted? No, I don't. I need to control and click.
I gotcha. I gotcha. You're done.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay, sweet. And I attack. Mwahahaha. Big monies. 16.
And you hit. And I'll tell you, that without being flat-footed prone, that would have missed, too.
Probably.
Mm. Oh, man. These guys are tough. Oh.
Yeah, they are tough.
Ah, come on, we're only doing D3 damage. You could take it.
Yeah, but they have DR.
Three hits.
We have 18 AC and DR. And yeah.
Wow. Oh. All right. So that is...
But you know what you can do in first edition that you can't do in second edition? It does not cost you any actions to make knowledge checks to learn vulnerabilities of creatures. So if anyone has knowledge arcana, you could possibly learn something about these things for free as a swift action.
So there is 3 damage, and then I need 3 sneak attack damage. Did I hit the wrong one?
You like a D6
nope,
sneak
I
attack?
I hit the right one. D6 sneak attack, yes. How did I... It's not in here. I'll just... Do you want me to... No, I can't do that because I'll add my...
Just drop a raw 6. We'll work it out.
Okay.
So
another 4.
So a total of 7. So even though it says it resisted, right, because the sneak attack is... As your rape, you know what I'm saying? It turns the 3 points to the 7 points because of the 4.
Oh, are constructs immune to sneak attack?
Nope. But the only reason you actually did more than DR5 is because you did the plus, you know what I'm saying? It actually takes 2 points of damage, yep. Which I will override because you're, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, and just real quick to check and see. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm hearing myself. Bizarre. I have another ability.
Yep.
And I want to see if it... energy strike. I just want to see if I activate it. Oh, yeah. No, I can just activate it. Okay, so an additional D6 electrical damage.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, let's have it.
6.
You should completely fry this thing, and the little bugger just... It grounds it, and it takes 1 point instead. I have resist electricity 5.
It's an extra damage. Yep, I'll take
one
it.
One point. This tiny thing, man, is just like, yeah, built to last and kicking your ass. Is round three, Rin. Anybody? Knowledge Arcana? Feeling bad, I'm kicking your butt. Second combat, yeah.
I will carry on attacking the one that is knocked down.
Okay. Have at it.
All right, just make sure I'm on target.
I just kind of shifted your guy there, Frank, because, like, got to kind of, for you, big people have to stay in square. Stay in grid.
All right, targeted.
And?
Is there any way I can go to add a temporary bonus for flanking?
Yes, you actually should add a +2 modifier in the bottom of your screen, like in the big thing in the bottom next to your loose dice, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
So just go +2. All right.
And have at you.
Thank you, sir.
Also, and... I want you to do +3. Because my dexterity bonus... Oh, never mind. Flatfooted took care of that, so...
Okay. Natural 20.
Oh. Confirm. Not confirm.
Does not look it. I see it.
Not confirm, but you have a hit.
And I do some damage.
You do 8 points, which is partially resisted.
8. Yes.
Okay.
Skewer it on the ground.
Pwah! Okay. Warrior doll number 1. Attacks... the back of
it's going for the heel.
The back of Vex, my man, you got this, buddy. Think large thoughts, and hits you with a 17, and does 2 points of damage. Oh, Vex, oh dear.
I'm still here, man. I'm still here.
Warrior doll number 2. Falls to pieces. It goes to move, and from the wounds that it sustained on the last hit, it just crumbles and falls and stops moving, as does Warrior 3. Also, just like takes a step and just falls apart.
The third one fell apart?
2 of the 3 of them, you guys damaged significantly enough that they're destroyed, but I just had them kind of like pull themselves apart on their turn a little bit, you know. Dun dun dun.
Right.
Drama.
Old man Arif.
Alright. I will move up to there and I will drop another.
So you move east 10 feet next to Rin and drop a channel?
Area of effect channel, for 3 points.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Yeah. Feeling a little better there, Vex. Gets 3 back, and Rin is actually completely healed. Yes.
Can survive 2 hits now. Yes.
just like you.
You better move to
prevent. Just like you almost doing your proper job, the old man starts doing his proper job. Vex.
5 foot step.
Oh, I'm sorry. Old man Arif. Knowledge Arcana for free? No?
I actually don't have the skill.
I thought you had, like, being cloister cleric, you had, like, a shot at everything.
I have a shot at everything. I just don't have any points in that, so my roll is generally terrible.
Gotcha.
Let's see. I got a 19.
That wasn't too terrible.
I have +1 on all knowledge skills, so that raw roll of 18, +1, 19. Okay.
So you do have it considered trained, or?
I'm considered trained in all knowledge skills.
Construct.
I just don't have
constructs. Should have a vulnerability, and if this thing resists electricity, and you know, and on and on and on and on kind of thing, its materials, you would think. You know, you see how this thing acts. It might be vulnerable to another energy source. It resists electricity, but, you know, it's probably vulnerable to a different energy source, like fire or cold or, you know, that type of thing. Not sure which one, but definitely, you know. And I'll even give you a hint, since you got over 15. It's like it resisted the electricity, but that scoring mark from where you hit it, you know, burned in there and is still kind of smoldering. Like it didn't completely ground the heat source.
Okay.
Anyway, Vex.
So yeah, I'll take a 5-foot step, and then I will run and hide behind a cleric.
What?
I'm hurt.
So
man.
You withdraw. Okay.
Yes.
All right. That brings us back to Rin and round 4.
And hold on. I still have another action. So I will reach into my pocket and pull out a.
If you withdraw, you actually have to use... That's like the only thing you'll...
Oh, all actions, isn't it? Okay, yep. All right, then that's what I do.
Now, I did state this thing doesn't have attacks of opportunity, but just saying, you know, to keep us in the safe lane here. Anyway, Rin, R3N, sorry. Reclamation Unit 3N.
R3N will be sufficient. Hmm. I move, take a 5-foot step forward. Is the unit within range? Yep. I can't tell. It's straddling. Very well. I target it and attack it.
I'd say for our purposes.
20, not natural.
Okay, that hits.
Damage would be 4.
Okay,
total.
It resists. You hit it, it smacks, it shifts, slides off your blade, you know, the usual dance. And then it comes right for you, provoking attack of opportunity fresh this round.
I swing at it. Ooh. That's a 12 total.
Nope, sorry. It gets in on the inside and then comes at you with a slam and a natural 1.
Yeah.
Doing a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a fumble action and possibly will not be able to, you know, needs to take a round to recover, as it were. Old man Arif, you're up. Vex, you're on deck. What do you do, Arif?
All right. I am going to, since Vex is not in trouble anymore, I'm not going to drop any more healing on him, but I will have him hold off on the potion. No, not that. And I will attempt to aid another R3N to help his armor class.
Okay, sure.
And because I'm helpful, he gets a +3 instead of a +2.
Ooh.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll just attack him at -3, you know, to simulate advancing rounds. Okay. Now, do you need to aid another? You need to hit a DC of 10 somehow? Like with an attack roll or it's going to be something you...
Yeah, oh, yeah. Do it? Oh, okay.
It's going to be some kind of...
14. Yep, minus 1 is 13, so 10.
Got Keep it. The hips loose.
He's coaching you.
You've got to...
Sonny!
Bend your knees and sweep low. Yes. Drop the shield. Advance. Back up. No, not that way. Back up.
Rocky, you're a bum. Vex, you're up.
Okay. So hearing the remark, I stop reaching for the potion. And I, with a wicked glare in my eye, move. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
So kind of taking the long way up and all the way around for the podcasting audience description.
Yeah, to take a flanking position.
Again. Okay. Now this
and I
doesn't seem to have reach, so even if you walked right past it, doesn't attack you, so no tumbling necessary, and...
Yeah. 13 for a miss. Oh, but is he flat-footed because he's flanked?
Yes, he is.
So that would give me... That just removes his dex,
yes,
right?
But also gives you a +2.
Bonus. Oh, sweet. So that would be a 15.
15 to hit, and my flat-footed drops me to 16, so no.
Boo.
Sorry. Sorry, Charlie. Okay. Round 5. We are winning this fight against the 3 warriors that are now 1 warrior. But round 5, I still say Kendall's kicking your butts. Rin, what do you do?
This one's savage. He's done lots of damage.
He hasn't been hit once. I got full hit points. Oh, my hit points are actually really low. That is the mediator. His hit points are like extremely low. But because I have a DR of 5 and so many resistances, it's like, yeah. Anyway.
R3N.
I line up now that I have a flanking partner and attack. 18.
Hit.
Damage. 6.
It takes a part of that, a wee part of it, but you do strike true, technically. And it immediately turns on you and does the double slam because I don't have to move. Just whacking the crap out of you. And does a hit. There's a 23 or 16, and then a miss, and then a hit with a 23, but doesn't confirm. So I have a single bunch of damage and does a single point to you. Stab me for 1, I stab you for 1. I can do this all day. He's got his little Captain America shield. I can do this all day. Arif.
All right, so I will drop my last channel.
Mm-hmm.
For the day, and say, use tactics! Use tactics! And trip it! 5 points of healing.
Back in the game.
That's true. It wipes out your wounds, Vex, and it wipes out RA3N's as well as his own. Everybody's a full. I still like he doesn't want to pray to his god. Like he's throwing bursts of like positive energy that like undead down here might sense, but he's like, Pharasma. Don't tell anyone. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good.
Paranoia. Yes.
Paranoia. It'll destroy you. Have you got anything else, Old Man Arif?
Nope. That's it.
Vex. Vandal.
Ha ha! I'm going for it. All out. Here we go. Let's do it.
We don't want to see round six. Come on, buddy.
I mean,
round six. Our three ends. The only real competitor in the game.
Let me find something on my sheet.
What do we do?
Yeah. I swing at you.
Loompa Loompa.
Yeah.
Doopity doop.
Carry me, senpai.
I've cut six rounds of combat for you.
24. Hit.
Good hit, Chamberlain.
And the damage.
Nope. At grazing. Five. Nope. Just the first rune resists all of it. And then goes to town on the android, just slamming away. So, yeah, we're just trading blows at this point. No one's getting anywhere. Old Man Arif, there are five types of energy. You know it's resistant to electricity, probably resistant to more, but it's got to be vulnerable to one.
It's got to be vulnerable to something. But I think that controlling the fight is the key to success. Trip it. If it tries to climb to its feet, it'll provoke. So that's my move equivalent to kind of throw aid out there. Let's see. And I am going to, once again, render armor class assistance to Ren. Succeeds with a 15. Okay.
That's good, because I totally forgot to do that penalty last time. It's a good time I actually missed. Good thing I missed.
Yep, so he's got a plus three to his armor class for this round.
Go. Vex.
Sweep the leg.
Sweep the leg. All right, I'll go for the trip.
One second.
Yeah, you get plus two because I'm flanking, right?
Yep.
Okay. Is that a CMB?
Yes.
Hit. Hit.
Flat-footed.
He's tripped.
Track it and see. I'm suffering my dex bonus to my AC. And?
Pwah! And,
Wait a minute. You got to do a CMB, not an actual hit. Did you actually roll your combat maneuver bonus?
I rolled my CMB,
okay.
Yes.
Down he goes.
Combat maneuver at Warrior Dolls.
Rush just kicks it. Punk. All right. Down he goes.
Pow.
And R3N. It is prone and flat-footed. And you have plus two. Don't forget to put that modifier in there. It's actually plus four. Plus six.
I just tripped
plus
it.
Plus six.
Yeah, but did you put the modifier of prone on it?
I did, yeah.
Yep.
So I shouldn't.
No, you should actually, because it's...
You made me prone.
Oh.
Whoops.
It gets around. It's
your character got a downvote.
It's contagious. Sorry. The problem is if whoever's turn it is gets the effect, and I got a little... Now, if I'm prone and flat-footed, I'm assuming it knows it's flat-footed, but does it just automatically give that plus two bonus to your...
Flanking?
That's right. Question. Maybe I'm flanked. That's not an option in here.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm just saying, like, flank is not a condition that computer lets me put on here, so you do have to get that plus two yourself.
Okay. I love it. Miss.
So sorry.
That's so
my turn. I get up as a move action.
Provoking.
Yep. Attacks.
From both of it.
From both of us.
All right. We'll just do it at the same time. And we're still flanking. Don't forget your plus two.
Oh, yeah. Punch that in there.
Hit. Call it 13. Miss from Ren. 15. Hit.
15. Down. 15 yep. hits. Yes. Okay. Damage. So D6. Plus two piercing, and then sneak attack damage, I think. Four.
Yeah, what's a sneak attack?
Sneak attack is four.
So together, a total of eight. So you, again, you would not have hurt this thing, but you actually managed to do 3 points, and I'm getting low on the hit points. Old Man Arif, what have you got, buddy?
Well, it still has an action. That's just a...
That was just it doing its thing. It stood up.
Do you remember how I said you guys surrendered... possibly would cost itself an attack because it fumbled.
Oh,
right. And it attacked anyway. And then you knocked it down and it gets up and it's too much recovery time. I'll give that to you since I'm owed it to you. Old Man Arif.
I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Continue to give the armor class bonus.
13 minus 1 is 12, so Ren still gets a plus 3 to his armor class.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Vex Vandal, I shall remove the prone condition. Get up, you're embarrassing me. And what do you do?
Ha ha! And I will attack it again. 10.
Don't move. Miss. Nope. Nothing. Not at round 8. R3
and... I know, this is taking forever. Should have tripped him again.
Ren, do you want to make it prone or do you want to do damage?
I'm going to attempt to sweep the legs.
Okay. Hang on. Because I didn't make it unprone. Oh, yeah, 14? Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, if I get back up, my armor class is 16. But you got to hit my CMD, which is 11. So it's kind of a pushover. Now, did you attack or did you actually hit your CMB? Okay, CMB. So yeah, I'll just stay prone because back down I go. Now it's my turn. I get up.
New round, provoking attacks of opportunity.
But wait, I get up. I'm not prone because I got up. But I provoke. Okay, I'm still flat-footed, but you know. So plus two.
All right. Shall we, Ryan?
We shall. Oh. Okay.
We both hit.
With a 24, that's the same.
I'll let you resolve your damage first.
Okay. 24. I do. 4 points.
No. Denied.
No. All right. Here's my regular damage of 7, and then sneak attack of 2.
And he skewers it through the middle and picks it up, and it's crawling and clawing like he's skewered a great big grasshopper.
It's pulling itself down my rapier towards me.
It does, and it's getting there, but unfortunately, by the time it meets the length towards the tip, the rapier gets larger towards the hilt, and the split gets so big it cuts itself and cracks in half and falls to the floor inert, and the combat is over. And we will see you next time on The Man from Osirian, Mummy's Mask. Say goodnight, R3N.
Goodnight, R3N.
Goodnight, everyone.
Nice. Remember to sweep the leg if you can't do damage. Inflicting a disadvantage on your foe is just as effective.
Sorry, I messed up. We're just going to have, like, terms of Arif at the end now. It's awesome.